shadow. Shadow work, although not that well known, is one of the most important aspects of an overall integral practice. Carl Jung said that the way to our authentic self was through the shadow. The reason is that the shadow is all of the material about ourselves that we have dissociated, repressed, denied, or generally disowned, and pushed into our repressed unconscious, from which we usually project it onto others, seeing them full of the disowned trait, while we ourselves are completely free and innocent of it. That leaves us with a false self, an inaccurate self-image, a self built on what are really lies that we have told ourselves about ourselves. And you can't get to the authentic or accurate self-image by building on a broken, inaccurate, false image. Hence, the way to the authentic self is through our shadow. Spotting, contacting, re-owning, and integrating our shadow into our false self, thus converting that false self into an accurate, full, and authentic self at any level. This authentic self is the functional, necessary, and healthy version of our conventional, finite, small self. It's not our true self, our real self, our infinite witness, or pure I amness, but it is the conventional vehicle through which the real self is expressed and communicated. We thus need this conventional self to be as accurate, as functional, and as healthy as it can be, and as highly developed as it can be. That includes being an authentic and not a false self. Expressing our true self through a false self, as you can imagine, horribly distorts and disfigures that true self, fracturing and contorting it beyond easy recognition. This is another reason shadow work is so important. Shadow material can be positive or negative. Negative material is probably easy enough to spot. All the things that irritate you, that infuriate you, that cause you to get totally riled up and angry. Positive material, or the golden shadow, we are less used to dealing with. But you can find much of your golden shadow by simply making a list of all the people you think are truly great and that you admire, and include the two or three qualities you admire the most in those people you think are really great. What you have is a likely list of your own projected positive material. It's not to say that those people don't possess those items, but you admire and even drool over them, yet others don't. So what's the difference? You, most likely, are adding to their greatness by projecting yours onto them as well, creating a mega-great person in your mind. So be aware of that possibility. In all cases, positive or negative, you can start to reclaim the disowned and projected material by doing the 3-2-1 process with them. Identify the projected material, items you excessively love or loathe in the world, seen as third-person items or persons, then face it. Talk to it as a second person. Then talk as it, as a first person. Then be it, thus re-owning it. Finding, facing, talking, being. Do this a few minutes each morning as you awaken with the most impactful images in your dreams, positive or negative. And right before retiring, with the most impactful event or person of the day, again, positive or negative. This will go a long way to cleaning up your shadow and awakening the authentic self of whatever level you are at, hence shadow work.